you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode 107. Oh, perfectionism, people-pleasing, codependency, and anger. This is Tim's story. But before I get into Tim's story, I kind of want to talk about the things that I just listed, mostly perfectionism, people-pleasing, and codependency. If someone exhibits these traits, they are a person who feels responsible for the happiness and needs of others. I am a recovering perfectionist and people-pleaser, and maybe even a little bit of a codependent in certain circumstances. And it took a long time to realize these things in me, and has been a journey over the last many, 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 many years, and has led me to this work. So anyway, perfectionists, people pleasers, codependencies, they put other people's needs far ahead of their own, and oftentimes to their very own detriment. They give and give and give and give and give and give until there is absolutely nothing left to give. And then they end up feeling guilty, anxious, depressed, ashamed, angry, resentful, crazy, confused, and exhausted when they just can't do it anymore. They do this until they are physically and mentally drained. They do it until the body starts to revolt and carry dis-ease in the body, mind, soul, that can manifest in pain or mental and emotional responses that create anxiety and overwhelm, and then end up pulling us away from other people. So we don't know how to regulate anymore. So usually perfectionism, people-pleasing, and codependency behaviors start in childhood. A child learns to abandon their own needs in order to gain some feeling of safety and control. They realize that they can't count on their own needs being met by the adults in their life, so they take on the adult role at a really early age. They often think to themselves, well, if dad is okay, then I'm okay. And you can fill in that blank with mom, dad, sister, uncle, grandparents, whoever the child feels the need to take care of. They start to believe that it's their job to make everything all better for everyone around them. They become a protector for themselves and others in the household. They don't feel like who they are is enough, so they start people-pleasing and trying to be perfect to prove their worth. Perfectionist people-pleasers and codependents are often created in homes with addiction, alcoholism, abandonment feelings, having divorced parents, having incarcerated parents, having a parent or multiple parents with mental health issues, etc. But what most of us don't realize is that perfectionism, people-pleasing, codependency are a response to trauma that is created in homes with some variation of the above list of issues. The problem with codependency is that when we grow up, the behaviors don't just go away. What was helpful to us for our survival in children no longer serves us. It is now the thing that is robbing us from having healthy relationships and joy in our life. We continue to abandon ourselves and put other people's needs ahead of our own. I'd like to take a quick moment before I tell you Tim's story about some exciting things that are happening in the Heal Your Story expansion. Soon, I will be having live and taped video recordings with guests speaking about how they've overcome their traumas or their stories that they've told themselves in order to heal. And for those of you who are looking for the first steps in healing, or to actually even take your healing to the next level, I have a Heal Your Story discussion group on Facebook that's free to join. This is a safe container and designed to be a community discussion and healing space. The link is in the show notes, or you can find it linked in my bios or from the Heidi Dallaire and Love Wide Open Facebook pages. And the live or taped video conversations will be taking place on my Facebook pages, YouTube, wherever else I can put this out on social media. So you have a wide range of places where you can watch and learn even more. Now, let me tell you about one of my clients who has completely inspired me and continues to inspire me. In May of 2021, Tim came to me with what he described as an anger problem. It was especially challenging because it had crept into all areas of his life, no matter what he tried to do to control it. His work, his friendships, his now fourth marriage. While a part of him was hopeful, there was also another part of him that felt like he was going to be stuck with this forever. He just kept repeating to me, "I'm 63. I'm 63. I've been dealing with this, and it's been getting worse since I was a kid. I want it to stop. There has to be a solution, and I think you can help me." This is when I knew that Tim had put out a plea to the universe for change, and he really meant it. And that guided him to me. Much revealed itself in our first few sessions, and we got to the point where Tim started telling me about the childhood abuse that took place from his alcoholic father. Tim's father would hit him at the smallest infraction. This led Tim to develop people-pleasing and perfectionist qualities. He was always trying to stay one step ahead of his father and trying to be perfect. Sometimes it would work, and other times it wouldn't, which just kept Tim in the cycle of being hypervigilant and on edge and ready for flight or fight. But he wasn't a fighter. His nervous system became completely dysregulated from a young age, and the part that always struck me was that Tim was the sweetest, kindest, and sensitive man. I couldn't really quite tap yet into where the anger was coming from. But we knew he just needed some help getting through these old triggers to help him on his healing journey and to start the process. After just 6 weeks of working with me, Tim had a big shift. His anxiety became more manageable. He felt safe in his body when he started to recognize the old pattern coming up. And instead of responding in anger, he would choose one of the many calming techniques he learned from our sessions. Tim attributes this shift to really embracing the homework that he was given, to keep an open mind to the work, and to the somatic experiencing techniques we used to connect him to where he felt these feelings in his body. And now his life is quite strikingly different. He's found ways to cope with old patterning when it comes up, and realize more quickly that he doesn't have to respond the same old way, that he gets to choose differently, and that makes his nervous system more regulated. Helping people shift from having trauma responses like anxiety, people-pleasing, fawning, to immense emotional freedom and calm gives me more joy than you could possibly know. That's why I do what I do. because I love seeing my clients get to feel safe in their bodies and with their responses. And while I can't promise that this happens for all of my clients as quickly as it happened for Tim, I've discovered that if you want to change badly enough, it's usually only a matter of time with the right guidance before you get there. So do you know someone who's struggling with healing their trauma and really wants to feel emotional freedom again? Or free from physical pain that is emotional trauma trapped in the body? Well, I'd be honored if you'd share this podcast with someone who struggles with their emotional or physical trapped pain. They can private message me. Or, if you could use some support yourself, feel free to reach out. If you're ready to take the plunge, sign up for a Heal Your Story strategy session, which can be found in the show notes or on my HeidiDallaire.com website. I would love to help. And here's to all of us who are having trauma responses to our everyday lives that lie deep within us. Those responses need love and they need healing so that you can find freedom to go about living again. And I'll just remind you, there is a free discussion group for Heal Your Story. You can find it attached to both my Heidi Dallaire and Love Wide Open Facebook pages. And again, it'll be in the show notes here. If you've connected at all with Tim's story, and I know I didn't go too deep, but that's for anonymity reasons. But I think you understand where we hold things, and then they manifest and keep going because what we try to do is think our way through our feelings instead of feel into our body where all of this stuff is stored. So that's what I do best. I get you out of your busy head and back into your body so that you can heal your story. Sending lots of love to you all. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.